Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Avi Maranimi Morasi. And for Rav David Henoch Mordechai Ben Frieda Simcha, for Shlem, Sarah Leibas Rivka, for Shlem, Rabbi Yosef, Ben Ramoshe Chaim, for Shlema, Rabbi Baruch, Rabbi Yitzchak Ben Bracha, for Shlema, and Rabbi Tzachai Michiel Ben Esther, for Shlema, Ben Luli Nishmas, Maras Esther Bas Rib Shmuel, Maras Chana Bas Sukiyana, Maras Altachana Bas Meir Zev, Maras Alexander Susha, Ben Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Sukiyana Ben Shmuel Pinchas, and we're going to be continuing our series of Shiurim based on the Torah of Maran Rosh HaYeshiva Arfut Nuzatzal. Chatzos Laila is the Zman HaMesuyam B'Leil Tesvav for Makas Becharos. That's when it happened. It happened at Chatzos Laila. V'chein Zman Achilas Pesach Ladas Rebbe Lezer Ben Azaria is Ad Chatzos. Nevertheless, the Maila of the Zman of Leil Tesvav is Shayach to the whole night. Like it says about Nisin Asdam Ala Mashko for Beis Mezuzos, that it's Noheges Ad HaBoker. V'atem Lo Seitzu, etc. Ish Mi Pesach Beiso Ad HaBoker. Until the morning. So the Maila Tesman, the positive quality of time, applies to the entire Leil Tesvav. Explain the Maharal in the Gur Aryeh that even though the simon of the dam is to be saved from the Makas Bechoros, and that was only until Chatzos, nevertheless, Kol HaLaila is considered the Zman of Makas Bechoros, but that still doesn't really clear things up for us. What that means, if the whole Makkah was only until Chatzos, was only at Chatzos, then why is the simon of the dam until the morning? V'natchil bebi'ur inyan chatzot halayla bechlal, asher shorosho bekan. So we will begin now, and we will explain the inyan of Chatzos Laila, that is rooted over here and is already near Maz by Avram Avinu v'yachalek aleihem Laila when Avram went to wage the war, that the Laila was split up v'chetzio, and half of it was already guarded for Leil HaPesach. So it says in the Pasuk in Tehillim, Yomam Yitzav Hashem Chasto Uvalaila Shiro Imi Tfila Lael Chayai. They made it into a song recently. Whenever they make it into a song, people know the Pasuk, so I say keep coming out with songs and more Psukim. Eventually, hopefully, everybody will know all the Psukim. By day, may Hashem command his kindness, and at night, may his resting place be with me, a prayer to the God of my life. We have to understand the flow of this pasuk. By day may Hashem command his kindness, and at night may his resting place be with me, a prayer to the God of my life. We are going to explain this pasuk soon. But first we have to understand that the day relates specifically to chesed. Yomam Yitzave Hashem Chazdo. The day is a time of chesed. And that we already know from a different pasuk, Lahagid Baboker Chazdecha. But what does the Shira have to do with night? Ubalaila Shiro Imi. That's difficult. Why Balaila Shiro Imi? Why is Shira at night? So the inyan is that Shira was said about the Mapola, about the downfall of Rishayim, as we see in Brachos Tes Amud Beis. In other words, in a place where earlier the Rishayim were strong, and now they fell, there Shira is aroused. However, when originally there was no Shem Resha, there's no room for Shira. And therefore, Dafka Halayla, who Shehuzman Shalav Amru Ein Hakadosh Baruch Hu Miached Shmo Alav, and therefore night is when Hashem doesn't place His name, like it says by Karlokim Or Yom VeLachoshech Karla. It doesn't say VeLachoshech Karlokim Laila, because God doesn't put His name on night. Since God doesn't put His name on night, the Rishayim are misgaber at night. The Rishayim overpower at night. And then when we see the Mapala, when we see the downfall of Rishayim, the mouth is filled with song over the Nitzachon. So that's what it means. Yom HaMitzav HaShem Chazdo, as we know, Lagi Bebogah Chazdecha, Uvalayla Shiro Imi, and at night sing with me, because night is the time for song when we overpower the Rishayim. Night is symbolizes the time when the Rishayim have their power, and when we win, Uvalayla Shiro Imi. Ve'achshav Lamshech HaPasuk Tfila Lekel Chayai. A tefillah to the God of my life. So we first have to explain the pasuk in Tehillim, Mehulal Ekra Hashem, Umin Oivai Ivashaya. Ze pasuk b'Tehillim Yudchet pasuk Dalet. Rashi explains the pasuk of Mehulal Ekra Hashem, Umin Oivai Ivashaya. Rashi says Shekvar Omar Halal Ala Yeshua Sida Lavo B'Shah Shekari Lashem Lihivasha. I already said Halal on the Yeshua that is going to come when I call out to God to be saved. Mehulal Ekra Hashem. I'm already saying Halal when I'm calling out to be saved from my enemies. Wow, that's a huge chiddush. Because we already have a Yesod Musad. This is famous from Beis Brisk. That even though Ani B'chastecha B'tachti, even though I'm sure about your chesed, God, and yageli bibishua secha, my heart rejoices with your salvation. Nevertheless, Ashir Lashem kikamal alai, I can only sing to God after I received this Yeshua. Zman amiras shira is only kikamal alai befoal. It's only when in practice, in a concrete way, I have been saved. But you can't say shira before you've actually been saved. So bevadai, to be happy, yageli bibishua secha, I'm very happy even before the Yeshua comes, because I know it's going to come. But lahagit shira, in order to sing a song, I need kigamal alai. I need you first to be gomel this, to give me the Yeshua. I can't sing before the actual Yeshua. It has to be gomer befoal. So how can we be mahal here, muhulal ekra Hashem, emin oivai yivasheya? How could I already sing here to Hashem? Kol ol shelo higia lemaaseh, if it hasn't yet come to the world of Maaseh. So how can I say mulal ekra Hashem? Why don't I say halem and avay b'shev when I'm ready, when I'm calling out for the Yeshua? Ech ze yachol liot? I haven't had the Yeshua yet. How could I already say halel? V'shamanu b'shem echad hagdolim, who's makabel from the Maharil Diskin, that the parish is mehulal ekra Hashem, means sidur shvacho yitbarach shebarosh hatfila. That is arranging the praises of Hashem at the beginning of the tefila, like it says leolam yisader adam shvacho shel hakadosh baruch hu ve'achar kach yitpalel. A person should arrange the praise of Hashem, and only then daven. Ule'inyan zeh, that's a Gemara in Brachos Lamed Beis. Ule'inyan zeh hu shene'amar she'afshar lachnis rishimat shvachim eilo al hanagat ha'tovot shetfila hazo metyacheset eleihem. Vehu she'amar mu'ula lekra Hashem she'ani mesader shvacho shel Hashem betfilati im otam ha'yishuot she'ani mitzape aleihem ve'af al pi she'adayin lo netkaimu. Mikol makom legabei sidur shvacho Shapir Dame. What does that mean? So as far as praising God before I daven, before I request things, you may do that before you daven. You may put in but when you request things in davening beforehand, you have to say praise. One of those praises may be the Yeshua that has not yet come. That's what it means, Mehulal Ekra Hashem. I'm going to be misader, the shevach of Hashem, in my tefillah, together with those Yeshuos that I am awaiting, even though they have not yet been fulfilled. But legabei sidur shvacho, as far as being misader, the shevach, that's fine. So there's this klal, that you're not allowed to say Hallel before the Yeshua comes, that only applies to regular Hallel. But when you're being Misadeh, Shvach, Shel Makom, when you're praising God before you make your requests, then it's permitted. And that's what the Pasuk is talking about here. Mu'ulah, like Ra Hashem, I'm already going to say Hallel before the Yeshua, before Umen Ravai Vashaya. And that is as far as the Siddur Shvach Shel Makom, before my Bakashas. Ulufi HaKlal HaNal. Now we can understand the flow of the Pasuk. What does it say, Vayter? So first we had Yomam Yitzabe Hashem Chasdo. We understand the day relates to Chesed. Uvalayla Shiro Imhi. That's at night. And then, because at night when there's this Gabrus over the Rishayim, we sing to God. And then Vayter, Tfilah Lekel Chayai. A tefillah to the God of my life. There are those whose heart is a heart of tefillah, and he draws his vitality from tefillah, and he is considered a mispalel even when he's not davening. Dugmas v'ani tefillah. There's a beautiful essay of Rav Kook. Haneshama tamid mitpalelet. Your neshama is always davening. Some people are connected to that, that their neshama is always seeking out God, praying to God, praising God, asking God, always connected. There's some people, that's where they get their chiyus from. They're always in a matzav spot, like it says in the pasuk, v'ani tefila. So such a person, his praise is tefila lekel chayai. Ma zot omeret? Sh'ani chay et ha-tefila. Lachein mehula lekraf lefnei ha-yishua. I am living the tefila. And therefore, I am going to praise God even before the Yeshua. This is the God of my life. This is my chiyus. Can't live without it. So even before the Yeshua, I'm already going to praise God. So this is the flow of the pasuk. Yomam shehu chesed. During the day where there's chesed, yitzah v'chasdo. God will command his chesed. Uvalayla kashemit hapech shilton harishayim. When the rulership, the dominion of the Rishayim is transformed, Yitparetz HaPeh B'Shira, my mouth will break out into song. V'Hatzeruf Shel Shnei Elu HaChesed Shel Yomam V'Hanagato Yitbarach Shemahapech Shilton Rishayim Shel Laila. The combination of these two, the chesed of the day and the anhaga of Hashem, that he transforms the shilton of the Rishayim of night, he transforms their darkness into goodness. Those are mitztaref, those join together, the chesed of the day and the hipuch of the night, the transformation of the night to good. They become part of my vitality in my tefillah, and they are mishamesh tefillah lekel chayai. They are part of the tefillah to the God of my life. Even today, before the hishapchus, before this transformation befall, they combine to be the God of my life. They combine to this tefillah. This becomes a tefillah to the God of my life. Even before it happens, even before the hipuch of the night to the world of chesed and goodness and light and kindness, I already am praying to God. I'm already praising God. It's all part of my tefillah. It's all part of my Sidur Shvach Shel Makom, because we said that as far as Sidur Shvach Shel Makom before the tefillah, as a preface to the tefillah, it's mutter already to sing to God, and that's what this pasuk is saying. Even before the Laila Shiroim, even before the song of the night, I'm already making this a tefillah lekel chayai. Even before the hipuch of the night, I'm already praising God, because it's like it already happened. Beautiful. Now, the transformation of the night and the falling of the evil, b'chlalius ha'olamos, and the falling of evil in the worlds, is possible in two ways. One deeper than the other. One way is a recognition that the Ra was only Letzorech HaTov, like a kira l'tzarech hanacha. One is that the evil was only for the needs of the good, and it was a preparation for the good. And it was said in Nevuah and La'asid Lavo, V'nigash choresh b'kotzer, perush shehamechin hu achoresh. The one who prepares it is the plower, and he's going to be very close to the kotzer, which is the purpose, which is the harvester. Today there's a hanaga of hazorim b'dima. Barina yiktzoru, we plant with tears and we harvest with joy. The zman of the ktsira and the rina are very distant from each other. La'asid lavo, they're going to be so close to each other that the dima, the tear, is going to be lost and nullified within the rina. V'nigash hachoresh bakotzer. That's number one. That's on an external level, which is also good. That the evil, the difficulties, the tears, the rough times are going to be very close to the good times. We're going to realize that the good times are only there for the rough times. But a more sublime recognition is that there was no kilkul at all. Even originally, hakol niskar kesedel shel tikkun, everything is viewed, everything is scanned as a tikkun. And what appeared b'shaito as a kilkul was only a dimyan. Like we say, gamzu l'tova. No, it's really good. It looked bad. It was really good. Even darkness was light. There are two mahalchim in the relationship between day and night. One is vayer vayvoker. Originally is dark and then becomes light. And the second mahalach, the second approach, is that the day precedes the night. First, it's first the night, and then first darkness and then light. And the other way is the day precedes the night. We have in kachim shah. So corresponding to these two mahalchim of Ra being transformed into good, there are two parts of the night that mitzad atzmo, the night is the time when Ra, when evil rules in the world. So we have two mahalchim in night. We have night before day and day before night. We have two mahalchim in tikkun hara, knowing that the ra is only there to bring to a better place, and knowing that ra wasn't even ra in the first place. And we also have two parts to the night. There is the pre-chatzos part of the night and the post-chatzos part of the night. That's the middle point, before the middle point and after the middle point. At the middle point, that's when night changes over. That's when night changes its nature. The first mahalach of the Ra being hechsher letov, being a preparation for the good, is b'derech mei karach hashucha v'hadr nahor. That's when night precedes the day. That's aliyah mitoch hachoshech el ha'or. There the night precedes the morning. That's the second part of the night that precedes the day and then brings you to the day. So the mahalach of darkness preparing for the light, that's from chatzos on. That's when the darkness precedes the light. That's when the darkness is a hechsher for the light. That's where evil is a means to the good. And then there's the second mahalach, Shehalayla achar hayom, that the night is after the day and there's no kilkul at all, there's no corruption at all, there's no evil at all. And that zman of that kufat night is from the beginning of the night until chatzos, and then it follows the day. So this is an aliyah of the yom. In other words, the yom, and the yom just got better. It turned into it improved. It isn't that the night precedes the day, the hechsher for the day. No, it's a hemshech of the day. The day was already good, it was filled with light, and now the night is even better. Because all the ra is transformed into good. The tfisa, that even laila, even choshech, shines with a great light. Ve'al zeh hayta hanivua b'zichariah, is a pasuk, chaviv alai meod, b'zichariah yudalet zayin. V'haya yom echad hu yodea la Hashem, hu yivada la Hashem. לא יום ולא לילה, והיה לעת ערב יהיה אור. How beautiful. This is talking about the time when the Ra will be transformed into light. Evil into good. Late Erev, in the evening, it'll be light. And these two perushim of the transformation of light and the two parts of light were definitely included in the nevuah that describes the matzav of Achris Hayamim. Makas Bechoros and Leil Tesvav was Bechatzos, was right in the middle of these two periods. Right, the first one is the Aliyah of the day, the second one is the darkness as a preface, as preceding the day. One is the transformation of darkness into light, into goodness, that it was never evil in the first place, and the other is that the evil was a means to the good. That it was never evil in the first place, the first part of the night, that the evil was a hechsher for the good is the second part. And Chatzos, Makas Bechoros, was Bidiyuk Be'emtza. On that night, was a revelation of the whole vision of Achris Hayam and Be'inyan Laila. Leil Tesvav is Leil Shimurim Lashem. Hua Laila Azel Lashem. Shemos Yedbeiz, Membeiz. This is a night to God. This is where God is miyached His name on the night, as we discussed in the previous year. Shmo mityached al alayla, the night that includes the whole inyan of His hapchus alayla. Umisham notzra Knesset Yisrael, umisham yoneket et kocha. There Knesset Yisrael was created, and from there she derives her koach. V'hi mitzapa tamid lachzarat oto halayla kematzav tmidi. And she always waits for the restoration of the night as a constant, when everything will be good. And from here, Knesset Yisrael takes the koach to be mitzarev to its tefillah, this vision, and to add it as part of the praise of Hashem, as David HaMelech did, tefillah lekel chayai, tefillah to the God of my life. This is my life, this is my chiyus, that I'm looking towards the future, when night will be day, when darkness will be transformed into light. Because the heart of Knesset Yisrael is filled with this anticipation and this bitachon for the coming of that time. And all of the expressions of Knesset Yisrael and the rest on the transformation of evil to good flow from that night, from Leil Tesvav, the day of the birth, the time of the birth of Klal Yisrael. And from that vision that Knesset Yisrael merited, at that night she lives her life. Ve'al smach ze kvar marbehu b'shvachim gam hayom. And because of this, because we're so sure of it, because we live it, because it's part of our life, even today, we are able to praise Hashem before it happened. M'hula lekra Hashem. I will already now praise Hashem. And the reason the Torah emphasizes Chatzos because that's when Makas Bechoros happened, and that's the Zman Achilas Pesach L'das Reb Elazar ben Azariah, is because this encompasses Chatzos as being that middle point, encompasses both the first part and the second part. So this is part of our tefillah. Our tefillah is this period of the future, and we're allowed to be mitzarifit, as the Maral Diskin said, that it's part of our Siddur Shvachu Shel Makom. And therefore, Muhula Lekra Hashem, I'm already now praising Hashem for what's going to be in the future. And why Chatzos? Because Chatzos encompasses both parts. the darkness being a hechsher, a preparation for the day, and the darkness being an aliyah of the day, an improvement, where there was no evil in the first place, even better. And that's the emphasis on Chatzos, which encompasses both. And now we go back to the Gur Aryeh, that he said that, why Chatzos? Because the whole night is considered the time of Makas Bechoros. What do you mean the whole night is the time of Makas Bechoros until Chatzos? And the answer is that Chatzos reflects the whole night because it encompasses both part one of the night and part two of the night. It encompasses both what's before it and after it because it's the exact middle point, and therefore it is very special in that way. But since it's talking about the whole night is a special night. So even though the mice itself of Makas Bechoros was only at Chatzos, nevertheless, as the Maharal said, the whole night is considered the time of Makas Bechoros because this night was really the root of the ultimate redemption of Klal Yisrael and the light of the future, the Haya. Le'es Erev Yehor. Or as the beautiful Pasuk in Yeshaya says, Perek Lamed Pasuk Chavav, V'haya Or HaLevana K'Or HaChama, V'Or HaChama Yiyeh Shiv Asayim K'Or Shiv As Hayamim. The light of the moon will be like the light of the sun, and the light of the sun will be seven times than the light of the 7 days. B'Yom Chavosh Hashem Es Shever Amo U'Machatz Makaso Yirpa. The day that God heals the breaking of His nation and cures our wounds. B'mehera v'yameinu, amen v'yamein. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.